Can you summarize what we've seen in the various AI studies in terms of contralateral breast cancers and how you think that's going to translate into chemo prevention?
Yeah, the studies have been, of course, a little bit mixed in terms of their effect on overall recurrence, primarily because of the different designs. The studies that have sequenced aromatase inhibitors after tamoxifen have shown bigger relative effects, but that seems to be explainable in terms of effects on receptors. Overall, when you look at contralateral tumors, in fact, the trials are remarkably similar. Virtually all of the trials are showing very nearly a 50% reduction in contralateral tumors in the AI arm compared to tamoxifen in all the arms except MA17, where it was a tamoxifen carryover it was being compared to. So I think that augurs well for prevention. First of all, the fact that the effect on contralateral tumors is consistently larger than the effects on recurrence, running at around 50% as compared to 25 to 40%. And I'm very excited about that. So the expectation is, of course, that these drugs will only have an effect on ER-positive new cancers. And if you assume that the effect on contralateral tumors reflects ER-positive, because in fact, these women had ER-positive primary tumors, so their secondaries are probably ER-positive. We don't yet have the data on receptor status for the contralateral tumors, although that will be coming in attack fairly soon, we hope, with Mitch Dowsett's work. Overall, though, if you have a 50% reduction above and beyond what's achieved by tamoxifen, and tamoxifen's achieving a 50% reduction in ER-positive tumors, that suggests a 75% reduction in estrogen-receptive new tumors, which would be a huge step forward. If we could eradicate 75% of ER-positive breast cancer, it would be fantastic.